such resources if need be. It's just a wonderful place to celebrate. And I think we who grew up in Pittsburgh or have spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh don't realize how great a library system we have until you go and visit another city. It's outstanding, the branches. Most people in our region live, I think, within walking distance or a short bike ride to a great library branch.
Yeah. Now, one other little story, kind of one of the little-known gems of the library, goes back to when the museum was building its what's now the dinosaur exhibit, which, of course, was not the original one, but they say, well, we're going to expand from just the skeleton standing there and build all this out. And so they needed space. So originally there was a big interior courtyard in the middle of the building, which was used for like deliveries and things like that. And that they roofed over and converted into the new dinosaur hall. And that is in between the old, you know, what was then the museum building and the library. And so when that exhibit was getting finished and opened and the public could come in, of course, this was a big deal. And so you could stand in line for hours to get in and see the new dinosaur exhibit. Unless, of course, you're a frequent user of the library and like to go spend time in the library stacks back in, you know, where they actually have all the books, because since the space was originally an outdoor courtyard, all the windows on that side of the Carnegie Museum looked out into that courtyard, or now look directly into the dinosaur exhibit. So you could, and in fact still can, just go in the stacks, bypass that, you know, 2-hour wait in line to go see the museum and just sit on one of the big window seats. And you know, you're a little bit above, you're looking down instead of up, but there was the whole exhibit laid out before you.
Wow. It's one thing I miss, and I don't get in there very often, is just browsing all those stacks and stacks of books, the smells of all those books, and looking at the covers, and kind of imagining all the people who have read those books, and you're about to join them in concert. Just amazing places, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thanks, Alan.
And the great glass floors.
Oh, yes, yes.
I was going to say, you're talking about exploring the stacks and the big glass block floors. So it always looked like you're just going to go plummeting through.
The other thing that seems sort of charming and from a day gone by is, I think most people have experienced this, maybe not, Alan, I'm guessing you have, is you would go to a table on the second floor or the third floor of the library, and every seat had a number. And you might need to request a book that was deep down in the caverns beneath Carnegie Library, and you'd want this oddball book that the library has but doesn't have on those accessible shelves. So you'd fill out a little slip of paper, you'd put their number there, and like magic, within a minute or two, it would appear. You know, a library worker would find the book and bring it to you, and it was just like magic that could happen, especially when it was, you know, a very old magazine or book that you wanted to look at. It's like,
oh yeah. And of course there was always those times you went, you got the slip, you checked so the call number for the book, you filled the slip out, and then you realized, wait, what seat am I at?
Yeah.
You had to hike all the way back across the room to check your seat number and then go back and finish filling out the slip.
Yeah. Yes, many, many is the time that's happened. Thanks, Alan. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, celebrating the 125th anniversary of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh. We'll have more interviews from Oakland coming up soon here on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/listen.
I can tell this isn't Durrani's day, but folks, I've had my moments. Yes, I've had my moments. When I look back through life, I find lots of memories remain. Certain days stay in my mind and keep running through my brain. I remember the day that Edley swam the channel. What a flash! I remember the Wall Street crash, or when Winchell first shouted, flash! But there's one day that I recall, though it was years ago. All my life I will remember it, I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Why, if you walk into my house, you'll see loads of books. And believe me, they're not there just for appearances. I press an awful lot of butterflies. I know reading is relaxing. What did Napoleon do for relaxation? He read a book. What did Lincoln do for relaxation? He read a book. What does Congress do for relaxation? They book a read. You know, I'm familiar with all the bestsellers. There's the Encyclopedia Britannia, Forever Umbriago, and a new piece of significant literature which says, Atka Gritka Batka Setka Engelafa Ala Mali Shui. How do you like that? I've been reading the life story of Mumbles. But I love good reading. Why, last week I spent 2 solid days in the library. Much to my regret, I buried my nose in a book, and what happened? I forgot which book I buried it in. A catastrophe. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir, one of these days I'm going to do it again.
There's the great Jimmy Durante at the Saturday Light Brigade as we broadcast from historic Allegheny Square, but we are also soon going to be out again in Oakland at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, where Tad Whistle and Morgan McCrae are. They're scheduled to talk with more folks. We're celebrating the 150th, or I'm ahead of my time, the 125th anniversary of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh. And it's really a pleasure to do this together. Crash the Carnegies is the name of the event, and it runs from 10 until 5, both today and tomorrow. Free admission all around, and lots of community organizations and community activities underway to help celebrate the great resource we have in our area, the libraries. Thanks for tuning in and being along with us this morning. We're going to continue hearing from some more folks out in the area very shortly. So please stick around for that.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Nick writes to mention how much he misses the card catalog at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. There may, I don't know if there's still a card catalog there or not. I suspect there isn't. Most people rely on using the EIN network or other Carnegie Library resources. But yeah, there was a time you really had to thumb through that card catalog. I know I've seen, I don't know if it's Carnegie Library, but the Pittsburgh Center for Reuse do some great things with old cards from various card catalogs of years ago, using those cards for other things as well as the actual catalogs for other things. But that's a great memory. If you want to share a memory about the library or a note just about how important the library system is to you, please, by all means, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Tad Whistle is about to join us again. And Tad, let me see if I can do you justice this time. I tried to find an appropriate theme for you.
Breaking news. That's exactly. Oh, that's perfect, Larry.
Here's Tad Whistle. Who do you have with you?
Larry, I am here. Crash of the Carnegie's 125th anniversary celebration. And the campus here in Oakland is a flutter with activity. I've got Betsy Momich with me, Director of Communications for the Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh. And, Larry, I'm glad you played that news bumper there. We do have some breaking-ish news. And, Betsy, I'd love you to tell me about the new free membership for teens program that's recently been unveiled here.
Well, we are so excited about this. It's part of a package of new memberships that we're calling our community access memberships. And it's a way for us to invite even more people to the museum as members, full members. So they get free admission all year. They get invited to special member previews. And they just get to experience all four museums. That's the Open Museums of Art and Natural History, the Science Center, and the Warhol. So one of those new memberships is a free teen membership, meaning any teenager between the ages of 13 and 18 can sign up to become a member. It automatically renews until they turn 19, and they can come anytime to visit once they're a member for free. And we're just so excited about it because so many people, from Andy Warhol to Jeff Goldblum to so many people, have had their start here being inspired at the museums. We have local artists who were inspired here as young people. So we want to bring more people in as young people, you know, bring the teenagers in, let them experience the museums with their friends, and now they can do it for free. The other, another part of that package of new memberships is our $20 family access membership. So that means that a family or individual with economic barriers to joining are now able to join for $20, and our regular family membership is $150. So again, we want to invite people in who may not have seen the museums for them because they couldn't afford it. And finally, we have a new membership, an organizational outreach membership for groups that reach out to teens and seniors and foster kids and the homeless, so that they can come in anytime during the year and bring up to 10 people that they serve for free. So we're excited about it.
That is so, so cool. And just, I mean, $20, think about all the things. I mean, there are so few things a family can do for $20. And I don't know if there's one that's more rewarding than spending a day here experiencing the museums. Betsy, I know you're from Pittsburgh, and we've been talking in these cut-ins about, you know, some of the memories that are come flooding back to me. Do you have a favorite memory from being a youth in the Pittsburgh area and coming to either, you know, the library or the museums?
Well, I most vivid in my mind is coming to visit Dinosaur Hall when I was young, and I think it was on a, it may have been on a school field trip, but it was the old mural in the old Dinosaur Hall of T-Rex, and he was kind of upright. He looked very Godzilla-like, and what paleontologists realized decades later is it was all wrong. But we loved that mural when it was up, but it's been gone for a few decades because it was not a correct depiction of what a T-Rex looked like or acted like. But that's just a vivid memory of me, of mine, because it was at the far end of the hall and it looked pretty ominous. So, but it was fun, a fun memory.
They get it right here, Larry. They knew it was wrong and they corrected it. A Godzilla-like T-Rex. History shows again and again how nature points out the folly of man. Godzilla.
You know, it's really exciting, and I want to be sure everybody heard this correctly, is if you are between the ages of 13 and 18, you can now have a free pass to all of the museums. It's an amazing opportunity. And then there's also a family membership available at a $20 rate for families who qualify for assistance. Even at the full rate of $150, it's a bargain. But this idea of reaching out to teens to enjoy the resources at the museums and, of course, at the library is just an outstanding thing to do. I'm really excited about that.
Me too, Larry. And I know there's a lot of folks here like myself who are reconnecting with these regional assets today. And, I mean, you know, these are not the – these are a real value there and a real value in having stuff like this in your own backyard. It's one of those things that makes you proud to be a Pittsburgher.
Yeah, and those memberships that we're mentioning – are also entitle entrance to the Andy Warhol Museum and Carnegie Science Center. So teens, literally, you've got a key to the city regarding those facilities. It's a great thing to think about.
All right, Larry. Well, we will we'll touch base again soon. And folks, if you're out there listening, Crash the Carnegie is going on until 5 o'clock today, and tomorrow from 10 to 5, some really cool stuff to participate in. And again, just reconnect with a fine institution.
Thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you shortly. Tad Whistle out there on the road, so to speak, our man on the move today at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh in Oakland as we crash the Carnegies to help celebrate the 125th anniversary of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh.
Something in a book for everyone to know. make your heart pound faster and your eyes pop out. It'll get you so riled up, you just gotta shout that the hero of the story is the one you wanna be. I love hanging out with heroes at the library. Diminutive detective always takes the case. He leaves a note for his mom, then he's off on the chase. His clever dog Sludge helps him search for a clue. At times he thinks he's stuck, he doesn't know what to do. Then a pancake snack sets him thinking straight. Solve a mystery at the library with
Nate the Great.
It's a foot stomping, rope swinging barrel of fun. There's something in a book for everyone. To make your heart pound faster and your eyes pop out, it'll get you so riled up, you just gotta shout that the hero of the story is the one you wanna be. I love hanging out with heroes at the library. She's got the wildest red hair and her clothes are berserk. This teacher takes the mystery out of how things work. Her little lizard Liz always accompanies us on impossible trips on a magic tool bus. And her hands-on approach gives science a sizzle. Take a field trip to the library with
Liz.
It's a foot-stomping, rope-swinging barrel of fun. There's something in a book for everyone. To make your heart pound faster and your eyes pop out, it'll get you so riled up, you just gotta shout that the hero of the story is the one you wanna be. I love hanging out with heroes at the library. He's the reason all the criminals in Idaville can be found downtown at the county jail. Put a quarter in his hand, he'll be your private sleuth. He always sees the clues, he needs to get to the truth. And this 10-year-old detective brings the bad guys down with brains instead of brawn. He's It's a foot stomping, rope swinging barrel of fun. There's something in a book for everyone. To make your heart pound faster and your eyes pop out, it'll get you so riled up, you just gotta shout that the hero of the story is the one you wanna be. I love hanging out with heroes at the library. Home to a very strange land where she felt all alone. She took a yellow brick road to seek a wizard's help. She made three new friends and caused a witch to melt. And I'll bet you if you ask old
Dorothy,
she'd say there's really no place like the library. It's a foot stomping, rope swinging barrel of fun. There's something in a book for everyone. To make your heart pound faster and your eyes pop out, it'll get you so riled up, you just gotta shout that the hero of the story is the one you wanna be. I love hanging out with heroes at the library. If you're looking for me, I'll tell you where I'll be. I'll be hanging out with heroes at the library. I got a shot about it from the top of every tree. I love hanging out with heroes at the library.
There's a line from Verlaine I'll never recall. There's a doorway nearby where my footsteps they fall. There's a mirror that's looked its last on my face. Amongst the books in my library, there are some I'll never open. In freedom lies danger, in pleasure lies pain. Amongst the books in my library, there are some I'll never open again. Life life's great complexities laid out in lines, impenetrable tombs, they're so brave and so fine. James Joyce, Samuel Beckett, some Chekhov and Twain, amongst the books in my library, there are some I'll never open again. Lovers abandoned and wounds left undressed, all the remnants and strings of the old cuckoo's nest, unfinished fine tall tales that once were begun, amongst the books in my library, there are some I'll never open, amongst the books in my library, there are some I'll never open, amongst the books in my some I'll never open
Nuala Kennedy and Oliver Schwer, the books in my library. The song Two of a Kind did Hanging Out with Heroes at the Library. And hanging out at the library right now, it's Tad Whistle from our team. And he's got one of my heroes out there, a woman by the name of Shannon Musgrave, who is the communications director for the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Hey, Tad, how's it going?
Good, Larry. Very good. And, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. One of my favorite organizations, the Regional Asset District. Shannon, for folks out there that don't know a lot about the Regional Asset District or what it does, or maybe just see RadWorks Here signs and kind of wonder about it, can you talk a little bit about the Regional Asset District?
Yes, absolutely. So the Regional Asset District has been around for about 27 years now. And it's the 1% sales tax in Allegheny County that is funneled through RAD to support the libraries, the museums, the parks, arts and culture, sports and civic facilities, pretty much everything in our region that is really fun and that makes quality of life here so great. RAD is part of funding that. And if you're a taxpayer in Allegheny County, you are what makes RAD possible. So we're super excited to be here, be spreading the good word about RAD and talking about a fun new initiative with the libraries called RadPass.
Yeah, so RadPass, we touched on it a little bit earlier, but we want to drive this point home because it's such a cool thing.
It's so cool. It was launched as part of our 25th anniversary in 2019. We did a special grants program called Radical Impact, and we wanted ideas from the organizations that receive RAD funding about how we could really invest even more in the community and in partnerships and with all the organizations that receive funding. So Carnegie Libraries Pittsburgh came up with this great idea called RadPass that allows anyone with a library card to receive special discounts and free admission to our other RAD assets all throughout the year. So people are probably familiar with Radical Days. That's everyone's favorite time of year, and it's always really sad when it's over, but RadPass is a way that we can kind of extend that free programming all throughout the year.
Well, you mentioned that there are going to be advantages to having a library card. I'm getting my library card renewal today. I'm very excited for that. How can folks interact with RAD? How can they get signed up for that, for RadPass?
Yeah, so you can get a library card online. It's super easy. You go to Carnegie Library's website, sign up for a library card, and when you get your library PIN number, you can go to radpass.org, put in your library information, and you're going to have access to all kinds of awesome discounts, everything from the Carnegie Museum the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Opera, Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures, a couple of the theaters around town, and we hope to just keep growing the list of organizations that are participating with free and discounted events for library card holders.
That is so cool. Crash of the Carnegie's going on today until 5 o'clock, going on tomorrow from 10 to 5. Shannon, I know you're working the rad booth here, but if you get a minute to step away, what are some things you're looking forward to doing this weekend?
Oh, I definitely want to explore everything going on here. There is so much. I was looking at the two-day schedule, and I want to see everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and break away from the table, go see some of the performances that are going on, walk through the museum, see some of the exhibitions. There's tons going on. Tons of families are around today. There's scavenger hunts. All kinds of fun stuff, so come on down.
You heard Shannon, folks. Come on down till 5 o'clock today, 10 to 5 tomorrow, Crash of the Carnegie's here at the Oakland campuses. And, you know, remember, everybody, you know, this is your 1% of your tax go to support these fine institutions. So instead of like, hey, what's that 1% doing? I want that money back, you know, like participate in some of the rich cultural institutions we have here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the sales tax, the extra percent in Allegheny County, 7% rather than 6, goes to over 100 different assets, frankly, including SLB, but also a significant portion to these incredible institutions, the libraries, the museums, also to the Port Authority as well for transit. RAD really works for everybody. I'm curious where you are right now, Tad. Are you still at the library?
I am right now in the lobby, the like beautiful natural light-filled lobby of the museums.
Oh, right opposite Craig Street. So if somebody came down Craig Street, is that...
Gordon and Craig.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. What are you seeing around you?
Oh, man. Well, so right now, a lot of folks are coming in. They're getting their schedules. They're getting their maps because it is there's so much to navigate. There's so much cool stuff to do. And people are sort of making their way through the festivities. There's also the upstairs portion where a lot of the art stuff is happening. That's where we're headed next, to the Scaife Galley Landing. And we're going to be speaking with one of the artists, actually, that created the designs for the 125th anniversary library card. But I'm not going to go there until I get my classic orange Rad Works Here sticker that I can put on the refrigerator at home. It's just really, like, it strikes like a, it makes you feel good when you see it. When I see that Rad logo, and I know that, you know, we have an organization that supports a lot of the things that I love to do in Pittsburgh. It just makes you feel good.
Good. Grab a few for me, too. Thanks, Tad.
All right, Larry.
Tad Whistle, who we'll hear from at least one more time. He is our manager of special projects and actually will be managing a Radcast podcast series that we will finally be getting underway. I say finally because it involves youth visiting and talking about Rad assets, how they work, what they do, the people who work there. And we've been waiting to do that until the pandemic has passed so that youth could be there live and in person. And finally, it looks like enough safety measures are in place that we're going to be able to do that without any issue whatsoever. So we're excited about that happening. It's the 125th birthday of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, as well as Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh. And Tad will be out there celebrating for another half hour as things continue. Our pleasure to join the library and museums today in celebrating this significant milestone.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Last week's program brought a great performance from the wonderful country and rural swing band, the Turpentiners. You also had a chance to learn about Dia de los Muertos Ofrendas with Lisa DeGioia Nutini. Bertie Radford talked about Pittsburgh Cultural Mass. Youth poets Phoenix Thomas and Danielle Obisi-Orlu shared some of their work, and Till Grong talked about the Himalayan Cultural Exhibition and Food Festival. Why am I talking about the past? Well, if you missed these features, you can hear them or hear them again if you tuned in by going to neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and easy-to-access internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, AHA, and slbradio.org/radio.
Tell you a story about a man that I once knew. He was a blind street singing preacher that played some blues. His fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed the day just singing, waiting for the Lord. People heard his message and came from miles around. His pulpit was on the streets of Harlem and way downtown. His fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed his days just singing, waiting on the Lord. One day the angels heard him singing, thought he should be heard. They opened up ears around the world so he could spread the word. The preacher picked the guitar, his hands made magic chords. He passed his days just singing, waiting on the Lord. He sailed across the ocean to London and to France, thanking Jesus every day for giving him that chance. The preacher picked the guitar, his hands made them magic chords. He passed his day just singing, waiting on the Lord. One day his voice was silent, he knew his time had come. But he knew where he was going and where he had just come from. And his fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed his day just singing, waiting on the Lord. Told you a story about a man that I once knew. He was a blind street singing preacher that sings some blues. His fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed his day just singing, waiting on the Lord. His fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed his days just singing, waiting on the Lord.
The great Jorma Kaukonen picking and singing there. He makes it sound so easy. That's from the album Stars and My Crown. Thanks for being with us here Saturday. You have a second? I know you may be one of the folks that listens without calling or texting or emailing. I want you to know that it's fine. And Ricky and I know that you're there after years of being here Saturday mornings, we have a good sense of that. And having your company means the world to us. Thank you for being with us. Know that we're thinking about you as you listen. We are going to head back out to Oakland, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh. We'll be talking with the designer of the library card coming up soon. And you'll have a chance to learn all about this special 125th edition library card that you can add to your wallet. Tad will join us in just a few moments. Tad is in Tad Whistle, one of the talented staff people we have working with us. And what would a 125th anniversary celebration be without a card to help commemorate it? And I think Tad's got the person that just one of the artists behind the card. Hi, Tad.
Hey, Larry. That's exactly right. I am, as we've talked about, I'm getting my library card. I think maybe for the first time in like 10 years. It's a renewal for me. But being here and experiencing the events and festivities, today, I'm reinvigorated.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. The next step is to take something out of the library.
That's true. Well, you know, it's baby steps.
Here's a tip. Go to an app called Libby, like library, Libby, or Overdrive. Okay. And use your card to set up an account there, because then you've got access to all sorts of stuff online. Just a pro tip.
Yeah, right. And not just the physical, you know, books and things like that, but there's just an arsenal of opportunity at your disposal when you have a library card. And I have Janelle Young here with me, one of the artists that created the design for the 125th anniversary card. There are some designs up here. We are in the art portion of the museum right now. And Janelle, can you talk a little bit about your design for the library card?
Sure. So my design is called Free the People, which is a play on the theme of Free to the People. And so the background really is that I grew up absolutely loving books, loving the library. My mom was a reading specialist and an English teacher, so I was always in somebody's book. And I kind of just imagined my younger self and what it meant to go to the library and to read different stories. And the whole thing was like, it was so liberating for me to be able to kind of escape, to learn about different places and different things. And so the design is a young girl, she's standing on a couple of books, she's holding a couple books, and with her other hand, she is actually, like, writing. And so you see the words Free to the People, but she's crossing out the word to, so that it just reads Free the People, like free them by the joy of reading.
It's a fantastic design, and spoiler for folks out there, and hopefully it will post a picture of my newly minted library card on the SLB Facebook page soon. That is definitely the design that I'm going with. And it is just so cool. So, Janelle, what a tremendous honor, I guess, to be asked and commissioned by the library to be part of this. I guess, can you kind of talk about what that was like and being chosen for a project like this that combines your passions?
Absolutely. When they first asked me, I was like ecstatic. Like, I was so happy because I knew that it was just something that would be powerful for anybody who loves to read, especially young people, right? But really anybody can relate to that feeling. If you've, you know, opened a physical book, if you like reading on your Kindle, just that feeling of like
hitting the last page of a book and being like, oh my gosh, that was the best thing I read in a while. And then also knowing like my family's reaction to something to come full circle like that, it was a really, really good feeling. And to just be, you know, one of four artists chosen for something like that, I think just was really empowering for me as an artist, somebody who cares so much about, you know, like just integrating the community into the arts and how those things can kind of play off of each other and inform, you know, each other. So it's been awesome to see people come up to me and they literally pull out their wallet and show me that they have the library card. That's like a really amazing feeling that you can't really like ask for anywhere else. Like, it's amazing.
And you did a beautiful job. And I'm excited to be one of those people that can, hey, Janelle, over here, and have that as my library card design. It's the Crash of the Carnegies, the Carnegie Library, and the Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh, both art and natural history here at the Oakland campus. And there are events going on today until 5 o'clock tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5. Everything's free. Stop by. Janelle, you are putting on an art activity here. Could you tell people what they might be able to expect with this?
Yes, there's an arts and crafts table where you can come and create your own version of a library card. So, you know, we have all the coloring supplies and stickers and tape and all that fun stuff. So encouraging, definitely parents, bring your kids, you know, just to come hang out, have a good time, talk to some of the artists who'll be floating through.
Awesome. Janelle, thank you so much for your time. Larry, I'm about to get signed up, and then I'm going to do a long, slow stroll through these beautiful buildings and participate in some of the awesome activities going on here.
Excellent. And I meant to ask you if Morgan is on hand at all this morning. Is she
yeah.
over at our table, perhaps?
SLB Youth intern Morgan McRae is in the teen space. Collecting some sound and interviewing teenagers here that are participating in the, you know, that come to the teen space anyway and are like, hey, what's going on here? Oh, this is cool.
Excellent.
She herself is one of the teens that can often be found here.
Wonderful.
At the library.
And I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I did want to just send a shout out to her if you happen to go in the teen space in Oakland. Today in the labs area or the teen space, look for Morgan McRae. She'll be the one with the microphone and smile to talk with you out there, too. Tad, thanks for bringing this all to us this morning.
Absolutely.
You've done a great job. Enjoy your brand new library card.
Oh, I will.
Try to wear it out as much as you can. And
I will.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
That's Tad Whistle from our staff. And look for Morgan. She'll be out there as well throughout the day. And it's such a pleasure to celebrate Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's 125th anniversary and the museums as well. There's not been a year in our 44-year history here at SLB when we have not worked with the library on something special for Pittsburgh and beyond. And we salute everybody working at the facilities, the volunteers, and that includes those from today and from the past. I think it is safe to say, I know I will say, I would not be the same person were it not for those resources being in our community, not just the buildings, but the people. And I suspect you might feel the same way, too. So we're grateful for all the terrific impact that Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh has had on us throughout the years. A few more songs to come, including Odetta collaborating with David Amram and Tom Rush right here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
les oignons pour le bon marché. C'est l'ici, c'est l'ici. Ma grand-mère donnait les tout. Les oignons, les oignons tout le bon marché. C'est l'ici, c'est l'ici. Ma grand-mère donnait les tout. Vous couchez,
oui madame.
Vous pas menti,
oh madame.
Ben cala tout chaud. Bercala tout chaud, bercala, bercala, bercala chaud. Vous couchez,
oui madame.
Vous pas menti,
oh non, non madame.
Bercala tout chaud, bercala tout chaud, bercala, bercala, bercala tout.
Cloudy all day. a discouraging word. Skies are not cloudy all day.
Day after day I'm more confused, yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain, ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. World outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Come on, soothe me. I want to thank you for the joy that you give to me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and the rhyme and the harmony, you carry me along, you're making me strong. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Come on, come on, come on, take me down, take me down, free my soul. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away, oh, drift away.
Isn't that nice? That's Tom Rush. And Odetta and Ramblin' Jack Elliott and David Amram. Prior to that with Home on the Range. And I kind of said goodbye to Tad when he was with us a moment ago, but I'm really happy that he has our good friend Suzanne Finnis with him for one more live interview from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's and Carnegie Museum of Pittsburgh's Crash the Carnegies event in honor of their 125th anniversary. Take it away, Tad.
Larry, it wouldn't be complete this wonderful morning I've had checking in with you and experiencing the cool stuff going on here at the library and at the museums without talking to Suzanne Finnis. Suzanne is the director of communications, and Suzanne, you know everyone here. Everyone we go by, it's like I'm being escorted by royalty through this beautiful campus. Talk about just some of the cool events. You know, everything's free. And some things that you're excited for that people should come down and check out this weekend.
Oh, definitely. And thank you for that intro with the royalty. I like that. Dad, I think you and I really crashed the Carnegies this morning. We were pretty much everywhere, from the museums over to the library. There's a bunch of stuff happening, both inside and outside. I think one of the things that I'm most excited about is we're having concerts outside of the libraries. They're called Stax, our Stax artists. And so what Stax is an online, basically a downloadable service like Spotify, but it's only local musicians. And so we have some who are in our collection. It's like bringing the collection to life today. And so this is the first time we've ever had a Stax concert. And so I think having people come in and hear some of the music, and then you can download it right to your phone or right to any of your devices, and then kind of seeing what's here at the library and the museums today.
That is so cool. I remember, I know that a few of our friends who are local artists were like very excited, and then there's a submission process, and they were like, okay, well, what is my hit, so to speak? Like, what will live forever in the Carnegie Libraries? Suzanne, I hate to put you on the spot, but you're the director of communications, so really should be no trouble. Is there a fact over these last 125 years, like, about the museum that might surprise some Pittsburghers to know? I know that in doing a little bit of research, it was like William McKinley was president when these buildings were unveiled. Is there anything that sticks out, that a little fun fact for the local folks?
Oh, I think that for me, when they were doing the historic research of the library and the museum for this campus in general, knowing that this was like the hottest ticket item to get back in 1895, mm-hmm. like there's a lot of records that we have and a lot of letters in our archive collection that people are like begging for tickets for their families or their boss, or trying to get into the opening of this building. And I believe it was like capped at 200 people at the time. So yeah, people can come and see the letters. We have them on display for the weekend, and just kind of seeing, like, we take this building for granted. I know I do. I've worked here for 15 years and I am in the campus all the time, and I get to see the displays and the artifacts. But really, like, coming and seeing the library and the museums if you haven't for a long time.
That is so, so cool. And yeah, I don't want to be one of those people that takes it for granted. When people in the, it's a hot ticket today and it's a free ticket. Definitely come out and experience the cool stuff going on in your backyard. If you live in Pittsburgh, you live in Allegheny County, Western Pennsylvania, come on by. The event is going on today until 5, and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 for your chance to crash the Carnegies.
Thank you, Tad and Suzanne, and thanks, Tad, again for being with us all morning long. I'll see you soon, and enjoy that new library card and the rest of the day at Crash the Carnegies.
Will do, Larry. Thank you so much.
Take care. And thanks to all of our guests today, Natalie Homer, poet Natalie Homer, who will be at Alphabet City November 9th, 7 to 8:30, as part of Pittsburgh Remembers, Illuminating a Path Forward Through Music and Poetry, in memory of those who lost their lives at the Tree of Life shootings. Thanks to musician Alex. I'll see you soon, and enjoy that new library card and the rest of the day at Crash the Carnegies.
Will do, Larry. Thank you so much.
Take care. And thanks to all of our guests today, Natalie Homer, poet Natalie Homer, who will be at Alphabet City November 9th, 7 to 8:30, as part of Pittsburgh Remembers, Illuminating a Path Forward Through Music and Poetry, in memory of those who lost their lives at the Tree of Life shootings. Thanks to musician Alex Hamburger, who will perform at Songspace at First Unitarian November 11th at 7:30, and Chris Cox from Pittsburgh Opera, who talked about the animated arias that will be offered November 13th, a week from today at 12 noon.
And for his second time in jail, his health took a turn for the worse. He returned to Terre Haute, where he died in 1926. Like what you hear? Check out more at Labor History and
Carnegie's Live Tomorrow. On behalf of all of us at SLB and Ricky Berger as well, this is Larry Berger. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets you your weekend off to a good start. And you off to a good start, I hope. Clock's back an hour tonight. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. It's 12 noon. Jay Thurber. Good morning, everybody. It is I, your deacon of two wives. Pop yourself a swing. Your cup loudly grants with the chip against the groove for Gology J. Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll for your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And that full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at J. Thurber Show. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 56, clear overnight with a low of 30. Right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, we're at 47 degrees.